Welcome to Seeking Alpha's Wall Street Breakfast, your daily source of market news and analysis. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher.
Good morning. Today is December 27th. I'm Daniel Schwartzman, in for Steve Brown, and this is Wall Street Breakfast. Our top stories today. Banks continue to cut jobs, futures continue a holiday rally, and YouTube creators gain more control in dealing with copyright claims. Leading today's news. Banks are making the biggest round of job cuts in 4 years as they slash costs to deal with a slowing economy and to adapt to digital technology, Bloomberg reports, citing filings and labor unions. Morgan Stanley is the most recent bank to join the spree, cutting about 1,500 jobs, according to people familiar with the matter. Overall, more than 50 lenders have announced plans to get rid of a combined 77,780 jobs this year, the most since 91,448 jobs in 2015. European banks, which face negative interest rates, account for almost 82% of the total. U.S. stock futures all point up following rising equity markets in Europe and Asia that brought global benchmarks to new records. S&P futures gained 0.2%, the Nasdaq rose 0.3%, and the Dow added 0.3%, following a record-setting session on Thursday that was buoyed by strong holiday sales reported by Amazon and MasterCard's Spending Pulse. Hong Kong's Hang Seng Index closed up 1.3%, and Taiwan's TPEX 50 rose 0.4%, led by communication services and tech stocks. The stock's Europe 600 rose 0.3% in early trading in Europe, the FTSE gained 0.3% as well, and Germany's DAX increased 0.4%. J. Michael Luttig, who has been managing legal matters associated with the Lion Air and Ethiopian Airlines crashes, will retire from Boeing at year-end. Luttig served as the Planemaker's general counsel since 2006 and assumed his current responsibilities in May 2019. Creators using Google's YouTube can now address copyright claims directly in the studio backend workspace. The update also provides an assisted trim feature, which presets endpoints to where the claimed content appears in a video for easier editing. Copyright disputes between creators and music labels or other third parties have been a consistent problem, the creators often accusing the copyright holders of overzealous claims. Coca-Cola refutes an anonymous YouTube video claiming that the company is developing a drink containing CBD extract for the Canadian market. A company statement said the rumors aren't true and repeated its stance that it has no plans to enter the CBD market. Several mortgage insurers may be holding on to some excess capital in case Genworth's deal with China Oceanwide falls apart and the U.S. mortgage unit comes up for sale, Compass Point analyst Chris Gamaitoni wrote. The analyst said he doesn't have any insight into the reapproval status of the deal, but is watching closely to see if any developments lead to a disposal of the U.S. mortgage insurance business. On Monday, Genworth and Oceanwide extended the deadline for the merger to March 31, 2020, their 13th extension, and said the deal would require reapproval from the New York Department of Financial Services, Fannie Mae, and Freddie Mac. In other stories to read on Seeking Alpha, Tesla confirms a $1.3 billion loan for Shanghai plant. Comcast seeks to buy the streaming service Xumo. Astellas buys Zyphos for up to $665 million. And Wesco sweetens its bid for Anixter. As of 6:20 a.m. Eastern today, Hong Kong and India markets are up 1% or more, while European markets and U.S. futures are up 0.2% to 0.4%. On the economic calendar, EIA natural gas and petroleum inventories come out at 10:30 a.m. and 11 a.m., respectively. That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. There will be no edition of What Moved Markets this week tomorrow. Thank you for listening, and have a happy holidays and a great weekend.
That concludes today's Wall Street Breakfast. Thank you for listening. For the best investment analysis and news on the web, go to SeekingAlpha.com. Subscribe to this podcast on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify, and Stitcher. You can sign up for our other podcasts, Behind the Idea, Essay for FAs, Let's Talk ETFs, the Cannabis Investing Podcast, and Marketplace Roundtable on those platforms as well. Have a great day.